Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Yuma Daf Tezayin Yuma 16. In today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara is going to cite a Mishnah in Maseches Midos, Chapter 2, Mishnah Hey, which again discusses the architecture of the temple. So says the Mishnah that we're citing from Midos, Titnan Ezras Nashim Haisa Orech Meo Ushloshim V'chamesh, that the Ezras Nashim, the courtyard where the women were allowed, its length was 135 amos, al roch of meo ushloshim chamish, and its width was 135 amos. Now this courtyard, so it had a length of 135 and a width of 135, so it was square. Va'arba l'shakos hayu ba'arba miktzoseh, and it had four chambers in each of its corners. And so when we describe the Ezras Nashim, what were these chambers that were there? So the Mishnah tells us, Dromis Mizrachis, the southeast chamber, this was the chamber for the Nazirites. Shasham Nazirim, if there were Nazirites who completed their days of Nazirus, and they came to bring their sacrifices, so what they would do is Mevashlem Eshalmehen. They had to bring a Shalmei Nazir. They had to bring an offering that was called the Shalmei Nazir, and they needed to cook it. Umegalchen Saran, and they also shaved their hair. And what would they do with their hair? Meshalchen Tachas Hadud. They would throw their hair underneath the pot in which they cooked the shlamim. The basic idea behind this is that a nazir who completed his days of nazirus would bring a female sheep as a chatos, a male sheep as an oa, and an ayal and a ram as a shlamim. And this ayal, this ram, was called the shalmei nazir. So the ram was called the shalmei nazir. And together with this ram, he would also bring 10 loaves of matzos, 10 chalos, like thick loaves, and 10 thin loaves, which are called rakikim. And the nazir would lean his hands on the ram. He would do smicha on the ram, and the kohen would slaughter it, sprinkle its blood, and then he would cook the ram. And after he cooked the ram, he would take the forearm from the ram, and together with that one chala and one rakik, and the kohen would wave it. And when the ram was cooking, the nazir would shave his hair and would put it under the pot that the ram was cooking, as it states in Bamidbar chapter 6, that he would shave his hair. So we see from here that was the practice. And what's the reason why they would cook the ram in the courtyard? Because the kohen would need to wave it after it was cooked. He would need to take the forearm and wave it. So that is what they did in the Lishkas Nazirim. And what would they do so that was in the southeast chamber. What would they do in the northeast chamber? So in the northeast chamber, what they did was, he isa lishkas dir ha'etzim. This was the place where they would put the chamber of the wood. Shasham kohanim ba'ei mumim. These were the kohanim who had defects on them that they weren't able to serve for whatever reason. Omdin umatlin im ba'etzim. They would stand there and they would remove the worms from the wood. If the wood was too wet, then they would throw it out completely. But if it was dry, they would scrape away the place where it was wormy, and the rest would be kosher. And so that was done in the chamber of the wood. And so kohanim who couldn't serve in the temple were still able to take out the wood. Shekol eitz sheyesh bo tolah, says our Mishnah, any wood which has worm in it, pasul agabi mizbeach, would not be able to be burnt on the altar. Now, then, in addition to that, we have the lishka in the northwest, Sifonis Maravis. So the northwest chamber, what would be done there? Hi haisa lishkas hamitzorayim. That was the lishka for the mitzorim, for the lepers. So that's where the lepers who became healed from their leprosy, they would immerse before they would stick their thumbs into the Ezras Yisrael, into the courtyard of the temple, so that they would place upon, the kohen would place upon the leper blood from the asham that the Metzora brought in order to be purified. So it's another elaborate ceremony, like the Nazir ceremony, that the Metzora, after he became healed from his tzaras, he would bring an offer. He would wait 7 days, and then he would shave himself, and he would immerse. But still, even after he immersed, he was what was called Mechuser Kippurim. He was lacking in atonement, and he would be unable to go into the Ezra Yisrael until he brought his carbon. And the Metzora would bring a sheep and an asham, a male, and he would also bring a female sheep for achatas, and then he would bring another sheep for an ola and a log of shemen, a log of oil. And after he slaughtered the asham, the Metzora would put his head into the courtyard of the Ezras Yisrael, and the Kohen would place from the blood on his right ear, and then the Metzora would stick his right hand in, and the Kohen would place blood on his right thumb. And then also he did with his right leg, with his right big toe. And then the Kohen would put on the Metzora from the lug of the Shemen, just like he did with the blood. And the rest of the oil he would place on the head of the Metzora. And so that's what was done in the third chamber. That was the Lishka of Mitzorin. And Maravis Dromus, what do they do in the fourth one, which is the southwest? So says Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Shechachti my haisa mishameshes. I forgot what it was used for. Abba Shol said, Baha, you know, Ninyayim v'shem, and that's where they put the wine and the oil. V'hayta nikras lishkas beishemanya. That was the wine and the oil for the Nesachim, for the Menachos, and for the Menorah.